Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. JoelBarker.com, StarThrower.com, two websites I encourage you to check out. His books are available wherever books are sold. They will change your life, like his book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, did for me 30 years ago. Joel, thanks again for being here. I want your thoughts, your wisdom on what's going on right now with regard to the pandemic. Joel, folks, has taught us that a paradigm is something that has a set of rules that we believe and we operate by. It's the way we see things, the way we see things that should be. There are lots of different kinds of paradigms, and he's also taught us that sometimes paradigms shift and they become irrelevant, and when that happens, everything goes back to zero. And Joel, we've got some of that stuff going on right now, don't we?
Right, and I was going to say, and sometimes the paradigm actually actively gets in the way of seeing. So it's not just putting you back to zero, it's putting you way back, because you would think you're seeing one thing and it's really another thing's happening. It's, first of all, we ought to observe that in, I think it was 2007, WHO, World Health Organization, said to China, you have all the conditions for a massive pandemic. You need to prepare for it. And
I've been calling China an environmental nightmare waiting to happen for 10 years.
Well, this was it. And so had they listened and had the world listened, and said it is inevitable that this is going to happen because of the size and the nature of China, we could have prepared. But in order to prepare, we would have had to have crazy numbers that didn't fit the paradigm at the time,
right,
like 20 million masks just for the United States alone, hundreds of thousands of respirators in storage.
How about eradicating the wet markets? Nothing good comes from those places.
We know that
the coronavirus jumped from an animal to a human. We know that.
Yes, we do. We do know that. And here's the thing. That's what do we do next. I'm just trying to point out what we had available to us that we missed. We could have minimized this thing, both in China and America, if we had just said, this is a serious thing. But this kind of paradigm shift, which is a pandemic, which almost nobody has lived through on the planet until this one.
No, nobody living has seen this before.
We had no analogs or processes for viewing this to say, this is could be really bad and we need to avoid this. Instead, we said it couldn't ever be that bad. So we had a paradigm, I'd actually call it an anti-pandemic paradigm that said, whatever it is, we can handle it with what we've got. And we've got a really good medicine. You know, we've got good hospitals, and we've got this. It didn't look at the numbers. And this is where the numbers made all the difference, because the potential to overwhelm the health system, it was just built in. It's built into a pandemic.
So what you're saying is there are paradigms that are being shifted right now that probably needed to be. It's coming at a greater cost than it had to be. And going forward, what would you say the new paradigms will look like? How do you think we'll establish those?
Well, if I were writing the rules, number one, I would say what we need to do is identify potential pandemic paradigm shifts. Where else could they be? And our WHO is good at that, so they could point that out. Number two, ask what equipment and technology we need to have in place.
What's our response? What should be our response paradigm, right?
That's our response, and it ought to be a global movement of stuff, not a national movement of stuff, because otherwise you get separation.
If otherwise, it's not a pandemic, right? I mean, pandemic is tantamount to means global.
Right. That's right. Good point. Simple as that, and we ought to stick with it.
Yeah.
The last thing is we are, and this is where a new paradigm comes. We talked about CRISPR once, maybe a mm-hmm. year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a technology for manipulating DNA in extraordinary ways. And just in the last 3 months, it has been updated and added much refinement to it. And I'm sure they're using right now, they're using CRISPR on the virus to find out where its
right.
weaknesses are
mm-hmm.
so that we can manipulate the DNA and produce something. And I think we're going to see something.
I know some of the things you just said is happening because I know somebody whose brother is doing what you just said. So, yeah, they have spliced the coronavirus gene. They know all about it right now. Hey, Joel, I'm so proud that you're in our life. We love having you on the show. Thank you for your wisdom. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel Parker, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.